Demon?
Yes.
Fuck. That's not good. That's not good.
Jay, you fool.
I say unto thee, the power of Christ compels you.
Oh, does it? Does it compel me?
The power of Christ compels you.
Does it, Jay?
The power of Christ compels you.
Is the power of Christ compelling me? Is that what's happening?
The power of Christ compels you.
Guess what? It's not that compelling.
Jane, are you serious right now? That's your fucking plan? You're gonna repeat lines from The Exorcist?
One, two, three.
Yep. And there's barely a bomb.
Talib Kweli.
Oh, I'm sorry, what was this? About Fugees?
One, two, three. Is Speed Black Star?
Right. He's right. Talib Kweli. Most definitely Talib Kweli. He's right. You are wrong. Not accepted.
So, hi and welcome to the Unnamed Movie Podcast. This is Andrew.
This is Damian.
And this is Douglas.
It feels bad that we're back like this. Uh-huh. Last week, we came here and we spoke about being the skunks, right? Having the skunks life and going into the wilderness. And we had a very long conversation about...
about the Lord of the Rings.
about even horror movies. And weirdly enough, I accidentally bring a ghost movie to Damien.
I have to tell you. I have to tell you that I wanted to bring that up first because I appreciate. I understand, Andrew, that clearly you take your cues from me. Mm-hmm. I brought a conversation to us. I said we're going to talk about horror movies. Mm-hmm. And lo and behold, horror movie comes.
Completely accidentally, I bring a ghost horror Korean movie to the table.
Three things I like: ghosts and horror.
And Korea?
Nope, don't like Korea anymore. Goddamn sir.
So this week we're going to be talking about Hong Jing-na's latest film, The Wailing. Mm-hmm. He's formerly the director of The Chaser.
Mm-hmm. Do you know that this movie is one letter away from The Failing? Which is what this movie did.
So, wouldn't that be two letters? Because you have to remove it and then add it back. That's two. Yeah. That's two moves.
Yeah.
I don't think you understand what the word letters mean. Mm-hmm. Moves, sure. Moves. But no.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm bad at this game. Yeah. Anyways.
It's one letter away from being the Wailers.
Sorry, so this movie.
All right, no. You can. Uh-huh. No, that's an example of not being one letter away.
Right. Right.
Just as a.
Right, that's how letters and numbers work.
Yes. So this movie is about a rural village in Korea in which a slew of unexplainable murders are occurring. And this police sergeant who bumbles around his days completely useless and cowardly ends up in the middle of a ghost story. As his family is now engaged by these shamans and ghosts and things.
이렇게 소문이 받아온 말이요? 무슨 이유가 있는 거예요? 이유가? 요새 자꾸 동네에서 사람 죽어 나가는 거예요. 그 그놈이랑 뭔 연관이 있는 거예요? 싹 다 그 양반이 오거나 생긴 일들아뇨.
여기 다 뭔 일이 다 그래?
여기서 다 죽었겠다.
Before
I give it to you guys to slaughter this movie properly.
Right.
To give it the correct treatment it deserves. I'm going to slowly...
Korean barbecue this movie.
I'm going to slowly attempt to help this movie kind of get some props. Mm-hmm. All right, just a few that I can throw. I'm not proclaiming this movie. Because, weirdly enough, one of the things that I did immediately when I finished watching this movie was I went, holy shit, I've made a mistake. I'm going to die on Monday when we record this show. You guys didn't bring any knives with you today, did you?
I mean, this is... it's not sharp, but
it's
metal.
It is. No, Douglas doesn't have any art. Only one stabbing art. I can live through that. So immediately I went to the internet because I was like, someone has to be out there to kind of guide me how someone thought this movie was good, right? Because I heard positive things about this movie going in.
I'm sure,
and weirdly enough, I started to read through a lot of these reviews, and their basic tone is like, look, this movie is a masterpiece of work from this filmmaker, but a muddled piece of shit. And I sit there and I'm kind of pondering, what the fuck is going on here?
Mm-hmm.
So this movie, weirdly enough, I found it interesting that this movie is 2.5 hours. It took me like about an hour and a half to come to terms that this was an actual horror movie. I thought it was just a really slow-ass crime story. Because I remember seeing the trailer and I was like, oh, that's a Korean crime movie. I want to watch that. But it's this movie. And there's so many times in it that I was utterly confused as to where the story actually was. That it made me actually start paying attention to smaller things going on in the movie. And things like, for example, when the daughter brings food for the bumbling detective sergeant in the police station, and just see him just decimated after being shown to be a complete coward and useless person as a police officer, as whatever his job is supposed to be on a day-to-day basis in the office, and he's just there decimated, and they're... The young girl brings him the food. And for the first time, you see someone who isn't an adult just completely overpower this guy, like, emotionally. As he just sits there and the daughter just goes, like, shut the fuck up, I don't care. I'm bringing you food. I'm going, stop it. And I thought it was funny. But one of the things I do want to talk about is what I'd like to call the Shamanoff scene.
Mm-hmm.
Later in the movie, when it goes full Ghostbusters, and I say I don't say Ghostbusters to say it's good. I mean, just I stretched for a term to involve ghost and busting, and that's what came out of my mouth. You have this sequence of a shaman dancing up and down outside of within the guy's home, and his daughter is writhing in pain, and it cuts between him and the Japanese guy, the mysterious Japanese guy that we met earlier, who is having his own ceremony, and it's kind of intercutting between the two, and you hear all of the singing and dancing and drum beating and everything, and it made me think of this very same thing you were talking about last week about these ghost stories, right? Last week I asked Douglas because we saw Conjuring 2. Mm-hmm.
TC2.
There's this thing in all of these ghost stories, especially when you get into like the weird exorcism subgenre of these movies, where you always have the Christ will compel you scene. The scene from The Exorcist, mm-hmm. where the priest is standing over the possessed and he's just shouting Jesus things at them, and mm-hmm. then they writhe around and eventually someone wins, right? And not to bring religion into it, but spirituality, the concept that these movies latch onto, the concept of ghosts and demons and busting. Mm-hmm. While movies always live in the land of fantasy and fictional, whatever, there's this weird jump in belief that you this faith jump you have to take, this jump of faith, leap of faith that you have to take, more so with these movies where you're sitting there and you're watching people use religion as a weapon, right? Where the thing about is that unlike an action movie where people have guns and fists and knives, where you can actually see the thing connecting and pain occurring, you're just seeing, like in this movie, the shaman jump around and he has a goat in his hand, and you, it cuts to the girl writhing in pain, and you're like, is this helping or is this hurting? And it's just something that struck me watching this very long scene, where unless things are really clearly defined, like say in The Conjuring or in The Exorcist, where it's clearly defined that he is the priest, she is the possessed demon,
and this is based on a true story,
and they are attempting to get the demon out of her, but in a scene like what we get in The Wailing, where we're cutting between the Japanese and the Korean shaman, and we just have this girl writhing in pain, we're completely unclear as to whether the Japanese man is attacking, whether the Korean shaman is exorcising, whether one is hurting or the other is helping. And I don't know if that was the intention of Na with his the way he put it together, because it's a weird little mystery where there's another turn coming later in the movie to show that one was doing this and the other was doing that. But I thought it was weirdly interesting, that sequence in itself. No. Do I like the movie in any ways? Absolutely not. It's goddamn long, drawn, and confusing as fuck. Right? But that sequence, I feel it deserves some credit for how it put everything together and kind of made me feel lost in this whole spiritual moment.
To that point, I think there are a lot of sequences, a lot of bits and pieces in this movie that work well outside of context, right? This is a very well, I don't want to say put together because it is not produced. Well put together. Thank you. A well-produced film. And if, for instance, when the man is crying about being, you know, a punk ass bitch, whatever it is,
he's a punk ass bitch.
If you take some of the pieces of that and just show me that and say this is a part of an award-winning, or you don't even need to say award-winning, a part of a crying movie that we think you like, I would watch that. Say yes, that looks like a great part of a crying movie. I will go watch a crying movie. And also, there are other bits as well. Like
the girl with the rocks.
The girl with the rocks was special. Oh, that was good. And like you said, there was that scene where there was a connection between the shaman and the Japanese fellow. And you weren't quite sure what the Japanese fellow was doing, but you knew it had something to do because he was drumming and he had something spiritual that he was doing, and it was clear it was a fight between the two. There were also other scenes, as you say, with the girl that was throwing the rocks, or when things would happen and then disappear, and you weren't, or the person that was experiencing it wasn't sure if it was real or if it was a dream. That then were some creepy sort of stuff that you say, if this is a creepy movie, that would be good. But this movie as a whole was too long.
I have 2.5 hours to watch.
Oh my god. But 2.5 hours, we watch 2.5 hours all movies. No, this one,
Lord of the Rings.
This one was too long. It was too unfocused. It felt like it wanted to get super focused on one thing. And then realized after maybe a half an hour, wait a second, I've forgotten to focus on this other thing. So then it would shift focus to that. And then again, after another half an hour, it would say, oops, I haven't really talked about this. And it never quite came together. So if you look at bits and pieces, they look just superb, because it's not even well acted, it's superbly acted by some of these people in this movie. And some of the scenes are they really can drag you in. It's just that you keep getting pulled out for some reason, whether it is you kind of said to yourself, is there going to be a point to this, or it shifts and you realize what's going on. And so also, Damien,
hi.
Was it just me,
mm-hmm.
or was everything just telecasted? Just I knew exactly what was going to happen by minute 10 of this movie.
What was your minute? Were you like an hour in, 20 minutes?
No.
Is it by then you turned off the movie? 10 and went, might be I'm an exaggeration,
but as soon as the premise for the story was set up,
mm-hmm.
so I when knew you saw. What was happening. So when you saw the girl with the rocks, you're like, yeah.
Well, by that time, I think I knew what was going on, but I don't know if it was because she was throwing rocks at somebody. but yeah, this movie is bad. And it's the kind of bad movie that I really hate, because I kind of want to like it. It looks feels, like it
could have been really great. It has
the quality to be liked, it just doesn't, it's of poor quality anyway. It is the worst kind of quality filmmaking.
So hold on.
Yeah.
Does Damon like this movie? No, he's like stuttering here. He's like unsure of what to
do. No. I didn't see what was going to happen in this movie, because I spent about an hour and a half not wanting this movie to become exactly what it became.
Mm-hmm.
For the first hour or so, this movie had some legit funny moments. There's a lot of jokes happening. I'm like, oh, this is like a slapstick type of movie. Like, people are hitting people with bottles. They're falling. Like a guy lift up a dare and fell all the way down the cliff. And there's a lot of...
Damien, you're just mean.
Yeah.
You see somebody almost die and you laugh.
That was hilarious.
All right, fine, cool.
Watching the man... watching his nightmares, like him waking from nightmares, and the rest of the family just looking at him like, you son of a bitch. Alright, there is a sex scene that is interrupted by the little girl. Like, all of that was played for laughs. And then you saw the movie slowly turn, and it began to be more and more self-serious. But when the final straw was this scene that Andrew...
The shaman fight right, off.
The entire time I'm like, please be some weird mushrooms. Like, have the Japanese guy be the murderer, but have all of the sickness and whatever. Or have all of that be triggered by something. Don't let it be ghost. Don't let it be ghost. And then there was the shaman off and I went...
Ghost bitches.
And then I looked at the timestamp and had an hour to go and I went, fuck. And then the movie was supposed to end, and I said, alright, cool. And then they were driving back and hit him and threw him off another cliff. I went, all right, movie. I mean, I guess this is how this movie has to end. It's dumb, but who cares? And then I looked at the timestamp again, and there was a half an hour to go, and I went, oh, no, movie, please. Please don't do this. Don't do this movie. And then sure enough, it panned to the lady in white, and I went, this is just going to be a shit show for... Because what are you going to do to tie all of this back? Turns out, nothing. They couldn't find a way to tie all of the things they wanted back. None of it made sense. And at a certain point, you saw them go, all right, once we reveal the monster to be the monster, we have to end this movie, right? Like, it just has to end, because we can't do anything else. can't wrap up anything. We just have to look, the movie's over. And then they just roll credits. And I went, yeah, of course. Of course.
Speaking of
you
which,
stupid movie.
That was one of the good things about this movie. Mm-hmm. And by good, I mean just aesthetically it's, no, good. It was nice. They threw all of the money,
yeah,
all of the budget at that one scene.
I appreciated them just going, no, this is over. I'm not trying to find, because you realize that there's no way for any of this to make sense. Like, they tried a bait and switch or like a twist or whatever, and all of that collapsed under the sheer weight of the previous 2 hours and 20 minutes of garbage. And then the movie just went, all right, we finished. And just rolled the credits. And when the credits started, I'm like, there's 6 minutes. I wonder if there's post-credits. And it's not a Marvel movie. There's post-credits. This movie's just dumb. It should have just gone, the end, we're dumb. And no more credits. But for about an hour and 15 minutes, for about half of this movie, when I was hoping it would be a different movie, I kind of liked it. Because, as you said, the performances were fine. Especially, like, the lead guy and the little girl.
They were great.
She's both sweet, and then when it's time for her to be terrified, she's absolutely terrifying.
Well, I think that makes sense as to why it took me, like, around an hour and a half to then be like, oh, wait, I think this movie's bad.
Yeah. And then, yeah, because there was like a movie there, and then there was Ghost, and then the movie collapsed.
Like, you just had a weird murder mystery in the background, and you were like, I guess that's there. Hopefully, they'll get back to that.
And then they decided, hey, do you like monster movies, Damien? And I went, no. Do you like Exorcist movies? Nuh-uh. Do you like the devil? No, please, no.
But I saw the devil.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Think if that movie had Ghost in it. How shitty that movie. Right? It had a name that you went, there's probably Ghost in this movie. This is probably going to be bad. Right? And they could have done it. They'd be like, no, it's some weird horror thing that is happening, enabling this man to murder all of these people. But no, they just said, he's a person, and you're going to murder that person. Then the movie ended. Anyway. Mm-hmm. I love that movie. This movie, not so much. I like The Chaser. I enjoyed that movie a whole bunch. You know why? No ghosts. No ghosts.
Was there
in the
chasing
chaser
in that movie?
Yeah. That movie also could have had supernatural bits, but they went, we're just going to make it be a person, and you murder that person. And that's not, that is what Korea should focus on.
Murder,
just revenging. I'm sure there's other things that people who live in there,
like romance
in Korea, watch.
There might be love somewhere in Korea,
I'm sure, but they should just export the revenging. That's all they should do, and keep all of that other nonsense to themselves. But this movie is, it's just not good. It's not, there's just
nothing.
The second half of this movie just erases anything that you can like from the first half. They're just actively like their zombies show up at one point. You wanted to kick my television. just so
there
upset.
Is a zombie. Oh my goodness.
So upset. Like, all right. Like, when the zombies showed up, I'm like, all right, maybe they can do like a Cabin in the Woods thing, where those, as this movie continues, just more and more monsters. Like, this movie is going to end with Godzilla stepping on the toad. Over. Right? Just like giant squids, aliens, just all sorts of shit. And then the movie. Yeah. Nope. This movie is no bueno. Mm-mm. Not a fan. Not a fan. And doesn't help the I don't like horror movies
arguments.
Not even a little bit.
You're not scared of no ghosts?
Yeah, that movie wasn't scary either. There's no scares in that movie. And it also, like, there was also no suspense. You kind of realize that everybody he knew was going to be murdered. And yeah. Yeah, not a fan. Not a fan.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that's The Wailing.
Mm-hmm.
Hong Jin-Na's new movie.
Thump approved.
Tump approved to be burnt.
Do not watch this.
We approve this message.
I am Damien speaking on behalf of Trump. We endorse.
On behalf of Tump or Trump?
Trump. Trump is endorsing this movie.
To write this, queen, I ain't seen you in a minute. Wrote this letter and finally decide to send it. Signed, sealed, delivered for us to grow together. Love has no limit.
So, I wanted to talk about this thing. I emailed you guys, so hopefully you prepared for the segment.
Okay. But before we get to that, I hear that there's a Power Rangers trailer.
Yes, there is. I watched the Power Rangers trailer. I was disappointed. Because the one thing I was looking forward to seeing in the trailer was I was looking forward to seeing whoever Bryan Cranston is in this movie.
He's in this movie. Is he the voice guy?
That's what I assume he is. Yeah. But they didn't put any of him in the trailer.
I assume pretty much he hasn't started working on it yet. Exactly. Uh-huh. And so they're just happy to use his name.
And he'll be in anything at this point.
Yep.
But yeah,
I thought it was hilarious that there is still one black guy and one Asian guy on the team.
And there's one girl somewhere.
And guess what? Mm-hmm. The black guy is the Black Ranger. And the Asian guy is the...
No, don't say it.
No!
Come on, guys.
In the TV show, it was a girl, wasn't it?
No, the girl was always pink.
No, there were two girls.
I don't remember there being two girls.
There was a pink and a yellow.
I don't know. I really didn't pay that much attention.
I don't remember any of that.
But it's possible. Sure.
The rest of our dudes.
Someone has to call them and tell them that the Yellow Ranger cannot be Chinese. In 2000. When is it coming out? 18? 19?
Next year.
What?
Next year.
Alright, so it's probably too late. All
right. I mean, they can recolor all of the CG.
Yeah. I mean, they're doing it for Scarlett Johansson, so why not?
Right. Just have like stripes. Like if it's yellow, have like a white stripe on a sword. Oh no, that's more racist.
Oh, we were talking about the clothes, not the person.
Not the person, okay. Douglas.
Whoops.
All right, so moving on. We're not talking about this trailer anymore.
We're not talking about this trailer. Yeah.
So, over the years of doing this podcast, on occasion, we like to say things like Tump approved and Tump certified.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And TC. And those things, I'd like to think, mean something to us. Mean something to us. But we've never really made an official listing.
Nor should we. All right, move it up.
However, I feel it would be really interesting for us to generally come to... Because there are movies we collectively like almost ignore talking about.
Yes.
Because we're like, they've been talked about.
Yes.
Right?
Forever.
Forever. And we don't need... We can leave those alone.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But there's a part of me that kind of wants to talk about them a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And we're going to skip over most of the important ones.
Yeah, the important ones. And talk about the shitty ones. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right? So what I wanted us to do was I wanted us to create our own little pantheon / canon of films that we're like, yeah, these are the great movies.
Mm-hmm. Like Restrepo.
Like Restrepo. And herein lies how the system is going to work. Today will be different from future. So today what we're going to be doing is we're going to do like a quick rattling off of like mainly some of the obvious ones.
Right.
To be like, these are in there and we're not going to really have a heavy conversation about them because...
Unless someone says Star Wars and then we're going to have to stop. We're going to have to pump the brakes on this.
Because
there's no fucking way of letting those movies in.
And the rule of this game, want to call it,
it has to be unanimous.
Thank the Lord. Right? So, as hard as I want it, I'm sure I can whisper Almost Famous and that one across the table will look at me and say no.
There is a middle finger being put up.
The thing
up.
Is,
absolutely
it
not.
Would have to pass me first.
Yeah.
So, come on, dog.
So I just want to start out with
the things that
a couple of things from my list, just to see if you can catch what, you know, the overarching theme is.
All right. Lars von Trier is her overarching
theme. All right. You...
Oh, what happened? Have we stopped?
He's going to start typing. I mean,
okay, yeah. So let's see if you can guess what my overarching theme is. My first suggestion would be Un Prophet.
Oh, so French movies. In a shocking turn of events.
All right, fair enough. Damn it, I was
in a shocking turn.
I really only have a couple, but I was going to see how
just
far
know,
I could do that.
80% of them will make
it. Oh, I'm sure. Actually, my list is real small.
Oh.
I didn't bring a really long list.
Yeah.
Because
I have my list in my head because I have to change the ratings in XBMC every time I reinstall XBMC.
So all right, and we'll go through our lists that we have right now, which are going to be like our starter list, right? Yeah. They're going to be the movies that end up in there, and we'll be like, we won't talk about them again.
Yeah.
But every month or so, one of us will just nominate a movie, and we'll have a discussion about it, and then we'll decide at the end. This is
can
in
we
or
have
not.
A court case?
We can try and have a court case
where we bring evidence.
We can the person will bring his evidence and say this
and
movie
will there
deserves.
Be a judge?
Well, we're all the judges. We're
no,
like a,
no, we'll nominate whoever is whoever is picking the movie gets to pick who. Defends against.
No, this is just
judge.
No. We need to stop this right away. I need to stop watching shitty things that Andrew shows me.
Yep. Just go. Douglas is the judge this week because I'll be able to beat Andrew.
I am coming with a shitty action movie. Let Douglas look at it.
Yes. Let Douglas judge to let this movie.
And at the end of it, once again, the vote must be unanimous for it to enter the Trump canon.
All right.
So, Douglas, you want to start off with your list.
Well, right. I was just joking, but sure. I've already said Un Prophet, so we can start with
Star
that
Wars
one.
Movies. I'll let in one. You guys decide amongst you. One.
Hold on. Are you giving me carte blanche to pick one of them? Or are you
one.
Or is there one that you will allow?
No. I'll allow you guys get to pick
Andrew,
one amongst yourselves. Right.
Episode one.
Yeah. No.
It's your list. Everyone will know. Wait, what?
So you,
I let in anything.
Unprofit.
Yeah, Unprofit.
I'm down with that.
That's what I have a
exactly.
Conversation
about. Right,
the Godfathers.
Yep.
All of them.
Yep.
No. Not three. Oh, no. The Godfathers. There's a third one, but no one talks about it. You know the ones. That would be a dick.
Where is my list?
Tis your turn.
Tis my turn. My list is here. I'm going to throw in Jaws because who is against Jaws?
Damien sounds like he is conflicted.
When's the last time you guys watched Jaws?
A year ago?
Probably around that for me.
And
too.
You still really you guys really
I
love
really
it.
Love
yes.
that movie. Yeah.
In Jaws.
Actually, it's not on my list, so it's not top of mind, but yeah, when Andrew said it, I love that movie.
Jaws.
Let's keep going with the Frenchiness with La Haine or La N, which I learned is actually how you pronounce it.
No, this is Jamaica. We don't speak French here. Hate that nonsense.
It's so funny. So okay. So on another movie that I love, another French movie called Divine that you need to watch. It's on. It's gonna be on Netflix soon.
Cool.
So good, but it's a French movie. It's a kind of crime movie similar to. In ways to La Haine, if you just look at it on the surface, because it's about people who you could look at and say are criminals, and you know, it's a community sort of thing, and whatever. And at the end of the movie, the Q&A, somebody asked, so you know, I see parallels with things like, for instance, La Haine. And the filmmaker stopped and said, no, not at all. Clearly, she did not like that. Well, maybe she did. But for some reason,
right,
she was upset. She was not having it.
She was probably told during the entire making of them, oh, so you're just remaking.
Yeah.
you all, you dicks.
Yup. But for, yes, I would like to.
For Vincent Cassell alone, I have to let that one in.
No, that movie's incredible. Yeah. Like, there's no. Yeah. The Shawshank. Redeeming Shawshank. You can't not like that movie.
I do love that movie. Yeah. I mean, I it's guess. Incredible. Does it deserve to be
every time
immortalized?
I watch it,
but sure, yeah. I'll allow it.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Oddly enough, I haven't watched that movie in a while. Right. Back.
Yeah, it's been like a while for me too.
You'll watch it again and you'll be like, holy shit.
No, it's a great movie. It is a great movie. It's
so nice, this movie, for a reason.
Doctor Strangelove.
All right.
Okay, sure. Right. Yeah.
All right. It wouldn't, it would be like number 200 on the list, on my list. But that doesn't mean I don't absolutely adore that movie.
I love that movie so much.
It wouldn't be anywhere near this high, though. There's just no chance. But
Really, so I'm not sure about this one.
Yeah.
I think maybe Andrew will give it to me, but I don't know about you. Amelie?
Amelie,
Damian?
Nope.
I thought so. I wasn't. Absolutely not. But that movie is perfect.
Yeah. And then I went back and watched that movie, and it is not perfect.
Like, what? Like, that is a movie where I would vote for us to come back to it.
Oh, no.
Because I haven't seen it in, like, 10 years now. I'm like, maybe if I watch it again, like, my memory, I have fond memories of it.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, like, there's scenes that stay in my head.
Like, all of them?
The football scene is what I always remember the most. Like, that's the one that I tell people about when I talk about that movie. But, yeah, I don't think I'd want to throw it in yet. I'd be willing to come back to it, though.
Wow.
Is what I'm up for conversation on.
I mean, we can do that. We can call and rewatch that movie, but... No. No mass. The Good Rambo. Part 2.
No.
You son of a bitch. Douglas?
It doesn't matter what my response is because he's already said no.
Douglas, have you seen it?
I've never seen that movie.
You know what? Fuck this list. Everybody, I'm just going to say no to everything. Fuck all of you. Andrew, what do you mean by no? When's the last time you saw that movie?
Maybe like 3-4 years.
And you did not love that
when
movie.
I saw the whole Rambo thing and just went through all
yeah,
of them.
Yeah, that's why you were. It was too daunting to see all that trash all in one go after seeing what is one of the greatest action movies of all time.
I'll come back to it.
Fuck off.
All right, so there are a series of movies that tend to happen before things.
Mm-hmm.
It happens before midnight,
right?
Before sunrises, mm-hmm. before sunsets.
Mm-hmm.
They are great. They are perfect. They should be on this list.
Near Dark?
If you give it to me, I'll take it.
Andrew would have to say yes. There's no way that's going to happen.
So are you nominating them individually or collectively?
No, dog. This is our list.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be overly technical. You know it's the three movies.
It's the three of them. Hmm? And the fourth one that will come out in 20 years.
Oh, no. I let in two of the three. What are you talking about?
I just want to... I'm being an ass. Yes, go ahead.
Blade Trilogy?
Come on, guys. Blade.
That's not what we're talking about. The Dark Knight.
Andrew, what say you?
I mean, it was his second favorite movie of that year. So probably won't make the list.
No, it was the third.
I'll let it slide.
No, you're not. It's the best comic book movie anyone's ever made. No sliding.
Slip.
I know you love Iron Man, but it can't make it.
Do the Right Thing.
Nope.
No.
No.
Oh, wow.
Actually.
No.
Wait. No. Hold on. Remind me what this list is for.
Our like movies we love so much, it doesn't make sense for us to keep talking about it.
Is this correct?
Yes.
Absolutely not.
Wow.
Andrew, you know I hate that movie.
No, I know you hate him, but I thought that movie permeated.
I hate that movie. I will appreciate that the reason that movie makes me hate it so much is that it is probably a great movie. Highlight probably and highlight I hate that movie.
So like Happiness.
Happy. Which one is Happiness?
It's Han Solo's movie that we watched.
Oh no, I love that movie. That movie is hilarious.
That movie makes me hate people.
Yeah, but that's different. It makes me hate people, but I still like it for some reason.
Which one was Happiness?
About the pedophile, where it made you feel sad for the pedophile.
Oh no.
yeah. But at the end of the day, I come out and I say, I will watch that movie again. I enjoyed watching that movie. I did not enjoy watching Do the Right Thing. Mm-hmm. But I understand that that is a strong emotional response that was evoked by great filmmaking. I just still hate it.
You just wouldn't put it on the list.
Yeah.
Even if you admit to how great the movie is.
Yup.
I enjoyed that movie. I've never thought it was great.
Wow.
At any point. I like Spike Lee and a lot of his movies. Old Spike Lee. Yeah. He has
a remake.
The Bank Heist movie.
Yeah, The Bank Heist. And then the remake, Old Boy.
Right.
And that's about it.
And then everything else is covered in garbage.
All right.
Whose time is it? Is it my turn?
Oh, is it my turn? No.
No, he said do the right.
Yes, I said do the right.
So
thing.
It's your turn.
It's my turn. Okay. So we get into the stage that we all knew I was going to get into. And let's start off with the first one that I ever watched, Antichrist.
Yeah, a 100 million trillion percent.
Look at Andrew's fucking face.
Listen, we can have our own panel.
I haven't come to terms with that movie.
When you watch Rambo and realize that I'm right, then we kind of start a brand new pantheon away from Andrew.
Okay.
Break away
from
Andrew.
I feel like our
pantheon
would be so much better than Andrew's pantheon.
Clearly.
Oh.
Clearly better.
like that movie, Antichrist, is what you just described, Do the Right Thing for me.
Okay.
Right? It's one of those movies where
there
were things in there that...
Andrew, it's so mind-shatteringly good.
And like, no matter how much, like, if I break apart technical things, I'm like, yeah, it's up there. It has all the A pluses on everything. When I come around to the fact that it's a movie that I never want to have my eyes look at again because of the things in it that had me cringing in ways that movies shouldn't. And that's Happiness to me, right? Happiness is a movie that I can admit how great a film it is because it made me feel things for people I should not be feeling things for. But the moment of realization that I'm feeling those things make me never want to watch that movie again because I don't want to feel that way about those monsters. I want to watch Antichrist again, though.
That movie is superb.
Can we earmark it to come back to?
Sure.
Okay, fine.
Because I think that would be a good conversation, too.
It's in my pantheon. Which is all that is really important.
Yes, that is very important. I feel like I have a lot of Van Trier movies that will not make it in the pantheon.
Well, I don't think I've seen
my
pantheon. Well, first of all, I haven't even seen Dogville yet.
Well, then... can I delete my list?
To be fair... If anybody says to me, I know what Dogville is about and I don't want to watch that movie, I really can't argue against
no,
that.
No, I will. Goodness. My mother loved that movie, so no one else has an excuse.
Damien, it's 5 hours long and...
Douglas, that movie is superb.
It's... Oh my goodness. It's great. It's the best. It's the best. And that was the next one on my list. So I guess we're going to have to earmark it. Bastard.
Art,
oh. You don't get to I've seen The Devil.
Oh, absolutely.
Yep, definitely.
I have seen The Devil.
Absolutely.
Oh, it is tremendous.
Billy Wilder's The Apartment.
What say you? It's good, but...
Yeah, like, it's a great movie. Don't get me wrong. That movie's great.
Yeah.
But it's not that great.
Oh, wow.
It's hard for movies like that.
Like, I don't...
What do you mean it's hard for movies like that?
Like, the no is not... No, it's not a good movie.
Yeah.
That is not the no. The no is... It is so good that we should... Like, we should put it on a... Like... I've not bought that movie. It's not in my house.
I have it. It's on the shelf right there.
Yeah, I get you. I'm not saying
Andrew,
the movie
let me
isn't
just say
great.
It this way. I would have let it in if Damian said yes, but I tend to agree with him.
I don't have anything against
it's,
Billy
it's
Wilder.
A great, it's a funny as it's
I
great,
like that
but
movie a lot,
boy,
but I don't own that movie. Yeah. That must say something. I've had ample time to purchase said movie. It's been discounted several times, and every time I was like,
all right, Douglas, you have anything else to throw up?
Well, I guess I can't put up Dogville. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Breaking the Waves.
Yes.
Who? Oh no, Damian.
Is that you trying to remember which one that is?
No, which one that is? It's the Scotland. Where are they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Scottish, somewhere like that. It's in Ireland.
It's
I
the
think.
Marriage thing.
Yep.
I adore that movie so much.
Yeah, dog.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, finally. But there's so many other of his movies that let in.
I agree.
Way ahead of that one.
Oh, really? Okay.
All right, so Dogville is one of them, I know. What's the others that you're like?
I'm sure Bjork is one of them, even though I haven't watched that one.
And Melancholia is also one of them.
I really want to revisit that movie. How do I hate that movie? I don't understand.
Because you're a crazy person. It's the girl. Like, you're looking at her face and just going, I don't like her.
Maybe. I haven't seen the Bjork one yet. Maybe. Melancholia, I like a lot. I wouldn't let it in. And I think that's...
But I like both those movies more than
I think it's partially because, kind of like what you're saying about Breaking the Waves and the other ones you like, that I've decided that Breaking the Waves is up there for me, right? And in my head, Breaking the Waves is what he has to beat every time he comes to bat for me now, right? And if I'm letting one in, it's Breaking the Waves, right?
But I have to tell you, Breaking the Waves, I understand his perspective on Breaking the Waves. This is Damian's, because for me, in that movie, the whole way through, I wasn't fully convinced. The resolution was just so strong that it just punched me in the face. And I can understand people just saying, no, that's not enough. And yeah.
So, like, again, I don't want you people to think that I don't like these movies.
Yeah.
But when I look at all that he's done, like, his craziness has ramped up over the years, and that is what I love about Breaking the Waves. Only becomes crazy right at the end, and then you go, all right, and you get like a hint of the lunacy to come. But by the time you got to Antichrist, you're like, yeah, dog. Like, the whole way through all of his movies, you just go, this man is crazy, and I'm so happy that people keep giving him money to make his special brand of crazy. It is his crazy that has elevated him past most of the other directors. That is what I love about him. Breaking the Waves, just like, it feels like his tamest effort. Outside of that comedy that we'll never talk about again.
No, never.
But Breaking the Waves is, like, it would be a 9 when all of his other movies that I like would be a 10. That's how I see it.
Okay. Right, you.
The Act of Killing.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Slasher stripper.
No slash.
There may be a couple slaps, but I may slash something.
So this is me taking a leap of faith right now.
Nope.
Close up.
But no.
Not letting it in.
Nope. I barely like that movie.
Oh, wow.
I barely like that
movie. Yeah. So, mediocre.
Yeah.
Mad Max Fury Road.
Is.
Andrew looks like he's only begrudgingly writing that down.
Excuse me, sir?
Yeah, all right, here
I will come off on this podcast.
Here's the thing, right? You guys know I love this movie, right?
Yeah.
It's just, that's so soon. Right, I don't want to write that down. Like what?
What are you talking
like that,
about?
That was just yesterday.
What?
Right.
Talking about. All
right. Think about it. Right. Melancholia. Mm-hmm. Right. You guys took
Melancholia
me to...
was like what, 3 years ago? Well,
give me a minute. Right. Give me a minute. Mm-hmm. Right? Stop. Melancholia. Let's call it 3 years.
It may have been four.
Right?
Sure.
Right, let's call it that.
Who cares?
When it came out, mm-hmm. you, mm-hmm. Damien,
yes.
took me to task because I was like meh
yeah.
to that movie.
Uh-huh.
A year and a half later I watched it and I'm mm-hmm. like, yeah, that's great. That's just a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
It's been yesterday Fury Road came out.
But I've seen it so many times.
And I agree with you, Damien. I agree with all you. Right. It just feels like it's
Andrew?
So new. Like we have some new ass movies in here, right?
Mm-hmm. Andrew, to show you, I've watched this movie more than once. Okay? That doesn't happen anymore.
Yeah.
Doesn't happen
unless
anymore.
It's TV shows.
No. Yeah. You've watched Deadpool like 7 times.
I've watched Deadpool.
All right, so we're nominating twice. Deadpool.
We saw it in the theater twice.
Yeah.
All right, so we're nominating Deadpool.
Yeah, Fury Road. Yeah.
Listen, I haven't put the chef on here, and I've watched that 1,000 times.
Yeah, because
times.
There's no chance you have a shot of getting on anyone's list.
Like, put it this way. It's a movie I agree with putting in the list. It's not a movie I would have listed because I feel like I want to give it time to cement in my life. For me to be like... Because I talked to somebody a month ago about tattoos,
mm-hmm.
right? And I'm like, look, there's some tattoos that when I see them, I'm like, that looks cool. But I've learned in my life that 5 years on, there are things that I've changed my opinion on.
Mm-hmm.
And the last thing I want my opinion to change on is a tattoo that's permanently attached to my mm-hmm. skin.
You're not going to tattoo mediocre all
over it. And just be like, I think this was a mistake.
That's what you should tattoo on your body. Just the word mistake. Why did I get this?
Right. To stop myself from tattooing mistake.
Mistake. All right, cool. Can I also say Mad Max?
Yes.
Can Mad Max 1?
Can I nominate Fury Road?
You can nominate it.
Again.
Okay.
Ikiru is my favorite movie of all time.
Yes.
So I'm putting it in, regardless of what anyone says. I'll let Rambo slide. I'll kill both of you.
No, it's up to you, Douglas. You're the swing vote.
I don't give a shit.
Remind me which one is Ikiru.
The
Ikiru.
One on the swing. The old Japanese
guy. Oh, yeah. 100%.
So this is an obvious throw that's going to get everyone. The Matrix.
Yes.
Sure.
Cut off the Matrix.
Sorry, no.
Damian's
the
cut
first
off the Matrix
without Damian touching it.
Wait, hold on. Actually, that's you raise a good point. This is just the first movie,
just the
right?
First
yeah,
Matrix.
Just,
okay.
Dog,
yeah.
Even right. I will tell everybody that them 2 second movies, when I watch them unedited, I would. Why these movies are terrible. Especially that second one. Holy
yep. shit. So, Cinema Paradiso.
Mm-hmm. Alright.
Yeah?
That seems unfair. That seems like cheating.
Yes.
Seems like cheating by liking good movies.
Yeah. The Royal Casino.
Are you talking about Casino?
Yes, Casino Royale.
Okay! Oh.
It's not your fault.
I'm a moron. Okay.
Casino.
Yup.
I like, although we could. I'm letting Casino. I like that movie.
Oh, Casino.
Mm-mm.
I like that movie. Gangster
Fathers. It's a poor man's Goodfellas.
Yeah, but it's still close enough.
No Country for Old Men.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
That movie is too recent, though. Oh, I only saw that movie 2 days ago. I don't want years from now when I hate Tommy Lee Jones. I don't like that movie.
Feel better?
Yeah,
you feel that
better?
I really
do, yeah.
Got it out.
Not gonna lie. That
it
was great.
You held it for all of like 10 minutes.
Oh. So good.
Or has that been holding on from like Dark Knight?
No, just that one just felt good.
Okay.
Alright. We did only watch this a couple of years ago. It's
all right.
Stoker.
Uh-huh. Yeah. No, Douglas, we're starting
with... There are better movies from him to
no,
grow up.
Wait, hold on. No. Are you saying that we're only allowed one movie per director and it has to be their best movie ever?
Is that what
he's saying?
Right, no. It just seems weird that comes up first in my head. Right,
I have another one that I actually had up first and was going to say second. Would you like me to change my pick?
Stoker can go in.
If you said to me, no, Douglas, I don't like that movie, or no, Douglas,
that's a lie.
It's not good enough to go in the list. Fine.
No, not fine.
Don't tell me that it's fine. Because he has
order,
better movies.
Order.
Douglas, those settings like, oh, it's fine that he's not letting Stoker in. Because
no, listen,
order
it would be
nonsense.
Fine. I would just kill him.
Okay.
But I would understand and act accordingly.
Right, we just start a new pantheon. Without that truth. This probably will make it in, but I don't care. Zero Dark 30.
Andrew? Look at him. If Douglas is letting him, I'm not letting him.
Damn it. But that's what I'm doing.
You're right.
I'm not
allowing this wishy-washy horseshit anymore.
Yeah.
You're not going to sit there and be like, I'll agree with the two guys.
Right.
But if you're on the fuck it,
no,
we're not
it's,
listening
it's
to
it's one
it,
of those
on
things
fence.
Where it is a great movie.
No, it's fine. A lot of people.
I don't know if I would say it is one of these fantastic
movies. A lot of
movies.
People. As the years
I've only
gone
watched
on,
it the
you're
once
like, you're like it's
or
just
the twice.
American propaganda. I'm like, fuck off. Movie's incredible.
A New Hope.
No. Solution.
I was being an idiot, but yeah, I would have let that in.
Nuh-uh. Strong. What's the second one?
Empire Strikes Back.
If you want to change it to that, I'll let that one in.
That one does deserve it more.
Yeah.
But
it is
the thing about
movie.
It is, right? I am saying it is a better movie. I am not making the argument that the better movie is the only one that deserves to be in the
I'm
list.
Saying that's the one good Star Wars movie they've made. So I'd let that in.
But
I
do love that movie. Anyway, I guess we've moved on from A New Hope and Old Boy. Do you accept
Wait,
Old
first,
Boy
first
as
of
being
all, first
as,
of all,
as being a Park Chan-wook good movie? Is that what?
It's not his best movie.
Not his best movie.
It's
oh,
not
I'm
his
sorry.
Best movie.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's no Sympathy for Lady Vengeance, is it?
It's no Handmaiden,
mm-hmm.
which I haven't seen, but I assume is great.
I love that movie.
Damien, Old Boy.
Yes, his name is Jonathan and he has a wick.
Oh!
I know it's two, we've reset.
I'll accept that. But, Andrew, what do you think?
No.
No, I thought not.
Years from now, I'm glad that we have this list so that years from now, I can use it to mock him. Because he thinks he's just going to get away with not letting it see these movies. But he's wrong.
Wow.
Because I too will have access to this list and use it to mock him for eternity.
I feel like I should just call out the director's name.
Yeah. yeah.
Anyway, it's you, right, Andrew?
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of what I want to throw up. Just skip me. Go on.
Okay, cool.
He said no to John Wick. Did you realize
he
that?
Did.
All right, cool.
Oh, we did Old Boy. So the next one for me is actually now getting into some light affair.
Mm-hmm.
The Princess Bride.
Yes.
I absolutely adore that movie. Damien.
Nope.
I thought so, but I had to put it up there. Damien.
I don't like
Damien,
it.
It's so good.
Sure.
The rodents of unusual size, mm-hmm. Damien.
The Knights at Saint Denis.
That's
I know.
That's another movie. And it's another movie I will absolutely let in.
Andrew's going to correct me. Oh, it's not the Holy Grail? Thank you.
No, it's not. That's actually some
it
other
is,
movie.
It,
a Knight's Tale. That's a Knight's
Tale.
It's a Knight's
Tale?
Okay. Yeah, that's a Knight's
speaking
tale.
Of.
I'll let that in. I will let that in.
Oh, so
yeah,
I love that movie so much.
It's still technically your turn because you skipped you. Oh, so you still don't know?
Is it that you're worried about the choice you're trying to make, or are you trying to make a choice?
I've exhausted the pre-made list that I had.
So, what's interesting about my list is it started really small. Mm-hmm. As we talk, I just keep adding stuff. And my list is rather long now.
I just have, like, seriously, like, all of the movies that I've called out are tens in it. The Lion King.
Yeah.
It has to be in there.
Yep.
Also, I feel Damien is now bad-minding me because I didn't let in John Wick or Rambo.
No. That's fine. You're just wrong. That is...
Blazing Saddles.
No.
Of course. What? No. Douglas, we're friends.
I know, but I...
Douglas, no.
For some reason, and I've watched it on multiple occasions, and this is an ongoing saga from 20-year-old Douglas.
Mm-hmm.
I have never liked a movie.
Harumph, Douglas?
Yes, harumph.
I didn't get a harumph from you.
I'm not saying Douglas. They're not jokes, Douglas, right?
No.
But I just, I don't like it.
Big Lebowski man doesn't like harumph.
Alright, and this one is more a question mark to Damon because I know Douglas is going to say yes to this movie because this was our childhood movie.
Mm-hmm.
The Three Amigos.
Oh, okay. Well, yes.
No.
I thought we were going with another one that's even worse than that.
That movie's not bad. The Three Amigos is fantastic.
No, I said I thought the movie you were going to pick, which is not Three Amigos, was a movie that is justifiably worse than the Three Amigos. Okay, I'm going to go with, so it's a documentary about animal cruelty, specifically birds and how they cry. With the soundtrack of Prince,
right?
Called Purple Rain.
And answers no.
Sorry, what?
I am not letting in that movie anywhere.
Are you?
I am
serious?
100% serious.
Damien, that is the best movie Prince has ever made.
That is the most accurate statement I have ever heard in my life. Right. Like, that deserves a fact check seal. Just bang! Fact. Here's the problem, though. That movie also ain't great.
This movie is horrible.
Right.
But it's great.
The thing is, Douglas.
It Douglas, makes the U-turn.
Here's the thing, right? If I said to you guys, hey, let's let in Airborne onto this list.
I would agree. I would 100% actually.
That's too dumb to put on the list.
I would agree though.
Yeah, but it's too dumb. It's not a good, like, we should put real movies in this list, not joke movies.
Like The Dark Knight.
You son of a bitch.
Douglas, you realize you're talking to Damien, right? He thinks that movie's a documentary.
Yeah, right. Of how the Batman became the Batman.
I feel also, by the way,
for Batman.
Like, something's going to have to be done to the podcast because either we're going to have to cut this down in the recording, and by we, I mean Andrew, or...
I mean we, yeah.
Or the viewer or the listener is in for a hell of a ride.
So I was about to come to that, and I was going to say, guys, two more each.
No, that's not fucking right? Cool. Do you know how much movies I have left?
And then we can now get into, like, the nomination process of just having, like, a full-blown conversation about some of
fine.
These.
My next movie is The Coen Brothers.
All right.
That's yes. Not a movie.
Yes.
Because I literally have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of them on my list.
The answer is yes.
It's not a movie.
Yep.
I mean, I can't...
The Coen Brothers anthology.
Yes!
See, no, I can't say Brian De Palma, and there's a movie with his name on it, no. Uh-huh. But I'm not nominated that.
Uh-huh. But and also, we'd say no.
Yeah, I would say no. He has great movies, he just has very few of them.
Coen Brothers,
that's not wrong.
Coen Brothers is still yes. Yes, that says yes.
No.
Alright, hear what? Here is my movie. Uh-huh. My movie is The Hudsucker Proxy, The Big Lebowski, True Grit, Inside right. Llewyn Davis, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, Fargo.
Big Lebowski, no. Everything else, yeah. Maybe not Hudsucker.
Do you like, Proxy. Yeah, I knew that I was the one iffy one for you guys.
I'd let it in if you throw a Big Lebowski.
This is what I'm worried about now.
Uh-huh.
See, Douglas isn't saving anything for stuff like, he's just going to come
no,
there
but
like.
No, but there's so many.
There's so much other movies. Yeah. Like, I'm not even close. You just said two, Andrew.
Andrew, these are things that literally I'm just thinking out at the top of my head.
Tonight, like we could do a 4-hour podcast.
Yes.
That is a guarantee. Like, not even discussing them, just streaming out movies that are one on this list. That much I can guarantee.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Andrew, I have not said a single Western yet.
That is true.
Right. And I
have. How many of them have we seen?
That is a problem.
Like, I wanted to say The Searchers, but I know he hasn't seen it yet.
And we ignore him and just put a yes beside his name. N.A. Not applicable.
I've been meaning to make him watch it, but every time I'm like, no.
Nope. Next week I'm going to make all of you watch Zardoz.
I've seen pieces of it.
I'm sure you, then you haven't seen enough Zardoz.
Can we follow it with Buckaroo Banzai?
Oh, I love that movie.
Turning this.
So good. Have you've watched that movie?
Barely.
Okay.
Should be a double feature.
I'm sure you must have watched that movie.
I've seen most of it. I don't remember a lot of it.
That is the problem.
Andrew, that is the good version of, well, he's always the good version of Jeff Goldblum, but that's...
No, The Fly is the good version of Jeff Goldblum.
They're all the good version of Jeff Goldblum, Andrew.
I don't like Jeff Goldblum. Fuck y'all.
Coen Brothers.
Mm-hmm. True Grit. Just say True Grit.
I have True Grit in there.
Mm-hmm. But Fargo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou?
No.
What?
Inside Llewyn Davis.
Yes.
Yes. Big Lebowski.
No. No.
Hudsucker Proxy.
No.
No.
I Hate You Guys. Mm-hmm. All right, let's click these off.
Keep calling Coen Brothers movies. A Single Man. Yes.
I still haven't watched
that. No, Serious Man. No, yes.
I still haven't watched
it. Holy shit, I just got confused again. It's A Single Man, that's a Tom Ford movie.
Yes, it is. Yes. I didn't get confused. I just knew what he meant.
All right, if we're going to go to this one, Tarantino, what are we going to throw in?
Sure.
All right.
I would like...
Mm-hmm. Hateful Eight, yes.
Yes. Reservoir Dogs, yes.
Kill Bill.
Yes.
Yeah.
Actually, if we have to split it, I'd put one only.
Sure.
But yeah.
Yeah. Pulp Fiction. Yes.
Yes. Death Proof.
No.
I would have let it in. I like those movies a lot.
Jackie Brown.
No.
No.
The Django.
You know I hate that.
The Django. Yes.
So Django.
Mm-hmm.
Reservoir.
All right. I'm saying no for Kill Bill then, since because. Sure, we like Kill Bill when we were 14, but
still really like the first part, first half. The second half, I've come to determine.
Yeah, so no to Kill Bill. That's fine. We can leave that off because we have so much other. And we forgot scraping names
in Glorious
Bastards.
Yes.
All right, so Django, Reservoir, Hateful, and Bastards.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Speaking of westerns,
Bone
Tomahawk.
Yes. BT, of course. Speaking of westerns, Everything by Sergio Leone. Top to bottom. The good, the bad, the ugly.
Is it weird that I want to begrudge... Like, the good, the bad, and the ugly, I would let in without a question. But I want to begrudge the other two of that trilogy, the Dollar Trilogy, only because... I would rather throw in Yojimbo and screw all of the copies, right? Sure. Is it bad that I want to do that?
So the last time I watched all of those movies as
2007. So you don't remember.
So I don't really remember them.
You very, very hard right now.
Yojimbo?
Yeah.
Have you seen Yojimbo?
I doubt it. What's it about?
Mifune is a samurai. He comes to town and he plays the two sides against each other. It's the story of all of those movies, including A Fistful of Dollars. That one with Bruce Willis. What's it called?
He's not seen it.
I don't think I've seen it.
Speaking of samurai, is the last samurai? Yes.
I actually liked that movie at the time. I don't think it's not coming in this list.
Don't talk to
me. You know what? Speaking of shitty movies, Pirates of the Caribbean.
It brought back adventure. How about Chicago, guys?
I would like it.
The hell is happening to this
Andrew.
Weirdly enough, I haven't mentioned any musicals yet.
Yeah.
I wonder why. Because you'll shoot everyone down.
Eternal Sunshine?
Nope.
Wow. I would have let that in.
That movie's so good.
I'm sure it is.
All right. But, you know, I couldn't go without Terry G.
Of course.
Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
Sure. I let that.
Like, I haven't seen it in a while. I haven't seen it in a long while.
I let that in.
That took a while, Andrew.
Fine. The following, Chris Nolan's first.
Sure. Yeah.
Yes.
Clockwork Orange.
Yes. Damien is taking his while.
Do I like that movie enough? No, no.
What? I don't like it so bad.
I'm sorry. I don't like it enough.
Brazil?
Memento.
Yes, on sure. Memento.
Conair.
Fuck you. Brazil?
What? Face Off.
Off.
All right.
Yes.
So hold on. You let your face off, but not Con Air.
I've always said I don't like Con Air.
Make sense. That doesn't the things you're
I've
saying.
Always don't said make I any hate sense. That movie.
He threatened a man about a bunny on a
and
box.
By the
it's
way,
incredible.
I didn't realize we could put movies like that in. So can we talk about The Rock?
Yes, The Rock. I already said The Rock.
You did? Yeah. I didn't even hear that
because you're too busy being wrong about Con Air.
But Brazil, can we please put Brazil in
sure,
this?
Sure, everyone loves Brazil. And
I'm just noting though Douglas's no to Con Air so that we have it on record.
Yeah, no, why?
There's some movies I've skipped over us just screaming
you
through.
You think you're going to leave that though, but you oh, not.
Boy. 12 Monkeys, please. And
nope. Nope.
What?
Nuh-uh.
Ah.
Speaking of monkeys, the second Planet of the Apes movie, sure. The new one, the brand new one.
Well,
can I get the original Planet of the Apes?
No.
With Charlton
no.
Heston?
Nope.
No. I love that movie.
I'm sure you did.
Alien.
Yeah. The Meaning of Life?
Aliens.
And by the way, I'm saying no to the new Planet of the Apes movie.
You're a bad person.
The Meaning of Life? The Monty Python movie.
Nope.
No.
What?
I'll come back to
I
it.
I love that
I'll come
so
back.
Much.
Look, if you get in one, it's Holy Grail.
Yeah, it's
well, yeah, Holy Grail. But I assume that was already in because we mentioned it.
I didn't mark it down.
We'll mark it down now.
The Knights, what said me? Stupid.
Skyfall?
Yeah. 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 Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Don't do this, Andrew. Don't be that guy.
And speaking of James Bond, and
I don't want to nominate 20 James Bond movies.
Well,
we won't.
I'm not going to.
Right.
The only other one that
the two
well,
good
no,
ones.
There's two more that I'd like to nominate.
Sure.
One, I feel like you guys will knock down, which is Goldfinger.
Look, the one if I'm going to put one in, it's Golden from Russia Night. With Love.
That's the second one that I was going to do from Russia with
well,
Love.
How about
oh, Golden Eye? Actually, yeah, you're right. Yeah. GoldenEye deserves as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm asking for GoldenEye. Goldfinger and From Russia with Love.
All right, we've agreed to Love Aldo. Goldeneye. Are we doing Goldfinger?
No.
I'm fine with that. I understand.
And you put Skyfall up there, right?
Oh. Yes, I have it in there.
Oh, Skyfall.
So, James Bond-wise, we have Skyfall, Russia, Goldeneye, and Casino Royale.
Yeah, that's fine.
Locked with Bond.
That's fine.
Until he comes back for Skyfall 2.
I mean, I really, really like that last one because it's the funnest James Bond has been for a good long time, but I know I won't win. I remember Douglas loving it when we sat down on the couch watching it. You're like, yeah, this movie is dumb.
Oh, the recent one?
Yeah, the recent
one. I have super changed my mind. I've watched that movie at least 100 times now.
Is it weird that I agree with you guys and at the very same moment right now I can't remember the name of that one?
What? Seriously?
Spectre.
Spectre. Oh, shit. I agree with you. I really like that movie now. I won't list it on the list.
Yeah, if you can't remember the name, might have to call some things into question. So, name of that movie I love? I don't. No. All right. I'd made an argument not to let on dumb movies earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I would let on your dumb movie.
Which one is my dumb one?
There's a movie from your past that I wasn't going to put on. But now that you can't remember, that is terrific.
No, I want to know whether it's Purple Rain or Three Amigos.
Purple Rain.
Oh, that's not from my past, which is why when you say it like that, I didn't watch that until I was probably mid-20s.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what is your dumb movie now?
I will let on Purple Rain.
Uh-huh.
But we have to put on Furious 7 on the
list. I would accept that.
All right, Doug, Andrew is going to find this out. So
I'm not.
Speaking of dumb movies that start with F, there is an F and a P.
The F-E has to be on. It's too good.
And can we please put Kung Fury on this list?
Of course. It has to, like, he's made two perfect movies.
Oh, it's not the same.
No, it's not the same, guys.
I got confused there.
In my head, it's part of the same trilogy. Yeah. The third movie to be announced soon.
There is a Kung Fury 2 in production.
As is there an FP2?
Yes. For the ducks.
Yup.
Mighty Ducks?
No.
No. Alright. I wonder if I can push this one through.
Darkwing Duck?
Actually, yeah, sure. No. Phantom of the Paradise.
No.
I want to watch it again.
Don't get me wrong. I love that movie.
Alright, so here lies my weak ass attempt.
Okay.
Right? Singing in the Rain.
Yes.
An American in Paris.
Which one is that again? Remind me.
It's already, I know if that's a question.
No, with those, I don't remember the names of them.
He's in Paris. It's the one. It's the one with the song, I've Got Music, I've Got Rhythm.
You know what? Just for that explanation, no.
You're going to be an asshole.
he's a poor painter, and he gets picked up by some rich lady to go off, and there's this big end finale sequence where there's,
you
like,
mean like all of them? I don't really remember it, so no.
Well, I already know my side stories. I know because I remember that conversation.
Fun.
Huh? Those are my big musicals that I throw out.
Okay, so we've forgotten a big chunk. Oh, I'd love Moulin Rouge, but anyway.
Well, hold on. Officially, you said no to Singing in the Rain, right?
Not a fan.
Damn it.
So we've got Drive.
Yes.
We've got Pusher.
Yes.
We've got Pusher 2.
Mm-hmm. First of all, I've only seen Pusher once, so don't go past there. All
right, fine.
All right, and we've got Pusher 3.
I have watched that one yet. I know.
All right, this is one I'm more interested in hearing a yes, no to. Only God forgives.
Yes.
Okay, thank Christ. I've learned recently since that movie's come out, a lot of people don't like that movie.
A lot of people don't like that movie. I can understand every single person that don't like that movie.
Yeah. I'm of the opinion that that's his best movie.
That is wrong. But you haven't seen any other Pushers. So you are incorrect.
I've seen one.
Mm-hmm.
They're so good.
Yeah, they get better.
Oh, man. I can't wait to watch the third one.
I'm your Pusher.
And by the way, I don't agree with Pusher. Did not love that movie that much. I thought it was alright. You see, you guys just kind of waved over it.
Because it was...
You are given.
It was understood.
Yes.
I don't understand those words.
That good movies are good.
Yeah.
I'm going to note down my negative so that you guys have it on.
Oh, I will know. Alright,
hear what?
Keeping a mental dumb note movies. Madness.
Can we put in Last Action Hero?
Yes. I recently rewatched that
movie. That movie's perfect.
After for years, I was like, I don't like that movie. That movie, like, he made that movie when he was peak Arnold. Like, he didn't even make it when no one remembered who he was.
That movie's so meta.
He made it when he was Arnold Schwarzenegger, and that movie's great.
Oh my God.
Can we come back? I haven't seen that movie in like
you can come
years.
Back, but you and I both know.
So
what we can't come back to and must add is True Lies.
Yes. Okay, yeah, that's uh-huh. it. And if we're going down Arnold Road,
okay,
right?
If we're going
Die Hard,
Predator,
yes.
Done,
right?
Die Hard,
yes.
One, Die Hard, 3,
yes.
No other Die Hard.
No other Die Hard. But we were going down Arnold Road, Andrew.
The new Rocky with the black guy, whatever
black Rocky.
That movie name is.
Black Rocky, that's the name. So. If you don't know the name, you can't nominate it.
No,
Blocky.
we're hitting over like an hour and a half though. I think we're going to have to cut off at some point. Arnold Schwarzenegger, mm-hmm. What's my Arnold movie? It's
The Predator.
It's not a tumor.
I'd like to throw that one off.
To the chopper.
I'd throw out Kindergarten Cop. I'd accept it.
No. What's an Arnold movie? I know. I can't.
You guys haven't said Terminators for good reason.
I'm not letting.
I know you're not letting. You'd let in two as a joke.
I'd let in two, but, because two is awesome. But
I refuse because one is the real movie.
And you're wrong. Two, like one, is a documentary. Is what?
You know what? Would we let in Schindler's List?
Of course.
Yes.
Okay. Love that movie.
It was great. We can let in Forrest Gump while we're at
yeah,
it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yup.
Mm-hmm. And, well, you won't, but Back to the Future.
Yes.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Actually, I would also nominate part two of that.
The thing is,
I would nominate all of them, like, but...
No, not three. Yeah, fuck okay. Three.
The thing is,
I don't care if this is a Western.
So, my two, issue part
with,
two for
my
you?
My issue with Back to the Future isn't that I don't like them. It is that the rest of the world has deemed them... like an inch below Star Wars. They're like institutions in the world, and they're okay movies. Like, I like them. They're dumb, but like I don't get where, like, it is those movies, Star Wars and Big Lebowski. I just don't see where all that love comes from. It seems so weird that people love those movies so hard.
So I'm wondering why none of us have spoken about either The Raid or The Redemption.
Because I assumed he put them on the list okay. A long time ago. And Judge Dredd, while he's at it.
No.
What?
He's not going to list it.
No.
Have you seen that movie?
Yes, both of them.
Have you seen... No, the good one. What are you don't do that. That's not fair. It's not fair.
All right, Douglas. Here, mm-hmm. This is a very important question.
Demolition Man.
No, here, a very important... No, we're not talking about that yet. And no, we're not
and
talking.
That is actually a movie from my childhood, I have to tell you. That movie introduced me to Sandra Bullock. That's the first movie I saw her in.
First
I
of
would
all,
accept it.
I don't know what sort of cyber sex you guys are having.
Right. Yeah, I'd let that.
No, fuck off.
I'm not allowing that level of dumbness in. You said you saw two Judge Dredd movies.
Yes.
Which one is better?
What?
This is for the record. This is for the official record. Which one is better? I'm not asking which one you put
in
the list.
I would have to come back to that. But there is a piece of me that
stop,
wants to love Stallone because he's special
it,
when
stop,
he can be.
Stop
but
it. Stop.
If I want to be, if I want to be serious, it has to be the new one. But I really did not like the new one.
Remember, Douglas, tattoos.
Douglas,
you don't want to look
Douglas,
back on it 5 years from
look,
now
look
and realize
me,
you're wrong.
Look at me, Douglas. You cannot like The Raid and not like Judge Dredd. Because they're the same movie.
Except
they are
one
the
is
same,
bad.
No, except one has better special effects. Right? One has better right. hand-to-hand fighting, and the other has better special effects.
I think we're going to have to cut it here.
Movie.
We're going to have to cut
he
it here.
He didn't like John Wick, and I'm never going to...
How did that happen?
I'm not going to accept this.
How did that happen?
I think I should reassess my John Wick at this point.
Yeah, you should.
Because the direction that this list has gone, I should just let it in at this point. Because I agree with you guys, that movie's fantastic.
But
I was just like,
new.
I just needed, I wanted you guys to take a breath, to be like, are we going to do this?
Yeah, because I've seen that movie more times than I can count. I will always love that movie. There's no if or but.
You just sang a Whitney Houston song to that movie.
Bodyguard.
Can we
not
put Bodyguard? Walker World.
No.
That's not a movie. Let's be serious.
You know what? John Wick gets in.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to play this anymore.
Like, the first time I saw Fury Road, there was no question in my mind that I was going to love that movie forever. Right? The movie I want to nominate, but you guys won't let in, is Torque. That movie belongs on
nope.
this list.
Not letting it in.
Because it is a masterpiece of cinema. Right? But you're not going to let that on. And I'm okay with it. Because it's a dumb movie. But when people come to my home and they say, all these great movies. Because T comes after S. So there's like Shawshank and then Torque. And it is beautiful to look at.
Can we put in Scarface?
Yeah. The rest of the internet has... There's some backlash against Scarface. I don't know where that came
from. I appreciate that's a really long movie, but I still love it.
It's fantastic.
Andrew?
I haven't seen that since forever.
Word.
Last time I watched it was a little while ago. Maybe
like
a few years.
Like, last time I saw that movie, we were still talking about how long it would be on TBS. Right? Like, it was a high school movie for me.
High school? Well,
You just go, yeah, this wow. is going to...
I mean, the first time I watched it, I bought it out here. I had just come back from university, so I would have been still in maybe high 22. School and
you brought it in the house.
Mm-hmm. What? Mm-hmm. So it was during school that I... Yes, it was during school that I bought it. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I was still in high school, and I'm like, I'm going to watch Scarface because that's the cool movie to watch. Mm-hmm. And I don't think I've watched it since those years.
It's incredible.
Oh, speaking of... Mm-hmm. Can we just get Snatch and Lockstock?
Sure.
Lockstock.
Snatch.
No Snatch?
Snatch and Lockstock. We're taking both or we're not taking any. Putting my foot down.
Nope, neither.
Fuck off.
Yo, I'll take Lockstock. But I'm judging you for Snatch.
Yeah. Trainspotting.
Yes.
But no Lockstock. And no Snatch.
I said Lockstock.
Fuck off. I want to hear it.
28 Days Later.
Yeah.
Days is the first one, right?
Yeah.
Then, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought we were going to stop this.
Luther?
That's TV show.
All right, then cool. All right, we're doing this The Wire.
I was just joking. That's a joke.
It's a trick question. But yeah, we're cutting this off here.
How about Blade Runner, guys? Blade Runner?
It hurts, doesn't it? Uh-huh. Look at me.
No.
Rambo 2 is still not in the list. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, but my movie's actually good.
That's what I tell myself as well.
Except I have proof and you have that. No one cares. They're remaking that. No one is remaking the second Rambo. It's too good.
Okay, so...
Because he won't sell it.
So I have been... I have... Hold on.
The first Transporter.
Yes.
Yes.
He's going to say no because he doesn't like the movies.
Doesn't
but
like fun.
I...
Crank 2.
No.
Yes.
Crank 2 is us. Like, if we're going down those Jason stick, Crank 2 is the one.
No. So too silly.
So, I didn't propose this because it's so close. Mm-hmm. But I feel like it really does deserve it, even though Andrew will say no.
Torque.
No.
Hunt for the Wilder People needs to be on.
Yeah, yeah, 100%. Oh. Yeah. Of course.
That is legitimately a week old in my head.
No. I know it is, but, yeah, but that think has to be on the list. Andrew. Think about it.
Yeah.
Their movies have changed my mind on.
Have you seen Son of Rambo? Have any of you seen
it? I haven't.
I love that movie.
Right. When you watch it, we're putting it on this.
Alright, cool.
I'm putting a question mark by Wilder People.
Alright.
Yeah, yes. Douglas, me and you. Cool. Yes. 100%.
Let's talk about Layer Cake, Stardust, Kick-Ass.
The Kingsman. Right? We have another podcast we need to record.
And what's the police one?
That he did?
Yeah.
Layer Cake.
No.
Police? Not Guy Ritchie.
No,
Matthew Vaughn did a police one?
No. Damn it, man.
Oh, you're just talking about a British movie?
No. With the Simon Pegg and what's his name?
Oh, yeah. Hot Fuzz,
yeah.
And Shaun of the Dead, if we're going down that road. And, well, no.
So, no to Stardust. I watched it recently and some of the shiners weren't off. It's still fun, but it's not... As like I remember it being grand and spectacular.
I was watching that movie up to yesterday.
Bad Boys 2.
Yes. Douglas.
No. I will agree to come back to it.
Douglas, why are you doing this?
I haven't watched that movie since I saw it in the theaters when it came out, and I hated it at the time. But I will agree to come back to it.
I have no way.
If you tell me Bad Boys 1, absolutely. No.
Bad Boys 2 is far superior.
2 is the one.
Yeah.
Police Story.
Jet Li is the one.
Yes. Police Story.
No.
Jackie Chan is just the best.
Mm-hmm. But if we're going Kung Fu movies, then there's better Kung Fu movies.
Oh, mm-hmm. We're going to talk about that now?
Yeah.
I remember somebody else using that argument.
No,
it's a different argument now?
Yeah, it's a different argument.
Okay.
That isn't a great Kung Fu movie.
So what is the
there
great
are
Kung Fu
better
movie?
Kung Fu movies?
What's the great Kung Fu?
Crouching Tiger.
And like, here lies the thing, Damon. Alright, let me put my argument to you for Police Story. No, I'm sure you like that movie.
Replacement Killers. Right?
The Killers.
Replacement Killers.
Hold on. Are we talking about the Chow Yun-Fat, the killer?
Yes.
So yeah. That's the first one.
And then Replacement Killer is the second one that was the US with Mira Sorvino. Yes. That I think I watched, I probably watched all of it when it came out when I was in high school.
You're right.
I don't really remember it.
Cowboy Bebop, Knocking on Heaven's
Door. No. Wow.
Akira.
No.
No.
Ghost in the Shell.
No.
Oh, God. Wow.
I'm going to watch that recently.
Any Dragon Balls.
Can I ask which Miyazaki movie can I put on the list?
All of them.
No, Nausicaa. I'm asking him because I know he's the one that's going to say no.
You can put on Nausicaa too.
Mm-hmm. Nausicaa 3.
Actually, that one could be Nausicaa 3.
Crouching Tiger.
Spirited Away.
Yes.
I haven't watched that.
Have you watched that one?
I haven't watched all of
it. It's Princess Mononoke and Nausicaa.
Yeah, that's
those
what,
are the two.
Yeah, those are the two.
He has other movies that we love. But.
So, Police Story.
Mm-hmm.
I want to make my argument. It's really simple, right? Kung Fu movies, sure. There are all sorts of Kung Fu movies.
Mm-hmm. I like
Jackie Chan, to me, is a specific type of Kung Fu movie. It's like it's like the dawn of like Kung Fu comedy, where the comedy isn't slapstick only. It's slapstick plus actual Kung Fu.
Mm-hmm.
And if I had to pick one Jackie Chan movie, it's Police Story.
If by that logic, fine. But I prefer Kung Fu movies that are not based in reality. I want people walking on other people's
walking
heads.
On bamboo.
That is what I want. I want the most nonsensical Kung Fu that you... I want as much wire fu as humans can give me. Short of that, then give me the raid. Like, don't pretend. I want hard hitting, no jokes, just murdering fools. Or if we're going to be fanciful about it, then I want it to be spectacular, like all sorts of nonsense.
All right, we can propose Hero and Crouching Tiger, but first before we ask
Police
that,
Story, fine, I'll let on Police Story. That's
yeah,
fine.
And I won't let on either of those other.
No,
two
that
movies.
Is also fine.
It's
there's a reason I didn't bring up any Kung Fu movies.
Hmm?
You guys are terrible.
Mobius, have you even seen Mobius?
Mm-mm.
What, really? Mm-mm. You haven't. Okay, what about The Seasons?
No.
Yes.
Yeah, no.
Spring, summer, winter, fall.
I did not like that movie.
Again. Yeah, he was. Whoa. He looked at us as like he almost kicked us off the podcast when we reviewed that movie. He was so upset because he came. He's like he heard you talk, and then he heard me talk, and he's like, "What the fuck are you guys smoking?"
And I remember when we were talking, I actually didn't like that movie all that much.
Right, it was,
but
when,
as
I continued to talk, I said, "No, this movie is fantastic." And then two of us were like, "Yeah, I like the movie. I like the pacing you get." And Andrew's like, "What the fuck are you doing? Is this another Lars von Trier thing? Is this punishment? What are you two talking about? This movie sucks." We just looked at him. Poor Andrew doesn't understand the goodness of such great craft.
All right, guys.
How have
guys,
we not
guys,
added
seriously,
Trace
Buster?
Seriously.
Oh, yeah, Trace Buster. All right, last one. Absolute last one.
We have to. Marky Mark deserves one. Trace Buster Buster. I don't even put the right name. Just put Trace Buster Buster. So if anyone comes to the list and doesn't immediately know what that movie is, then they don't get to watch it.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Yeah.
So listen, right, listeners, I applaud you. For you, if this podcast truly exists,
I'm going to listen to this podcast.
And if you get to this stage of the podcast,
on repeat, when he puts this out,
you are a trooper. You deserve some special love.
All right,
I was
going to ask you something.
And then do things like talk over the podcast while listening to the podcast, making sometimes the exact same joke ahead of time. Like, oh yeah, I really am. I did it.
That's why I had to stop listening to the podcast.
So guys, this is the end of the episode. We're not doing it anymore.
Yeah, so
we have another one we're going to record right now. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to put up a list on the website separate from here. I'm going to put a link with everything with what will actually be the Pantheon. So everything that got like shut down, that won't be in the list. Mm-hmm. But if you listen through this, you'll get to laugh.
Except
Ram. Hearing. You'll get to laugh hearing. You don't know the password.
We'll find out.
Are you Snowden? And all these things
it's
are
just GTA. I don't know
what. So the whaling sucked ass, and we talked about a lot of movies we actually liked.
Right.
Thanks so much for listening.
We should do this every podcast.
Just do this part.
At the end of every podcast.
I'm just telling you.
Just to hello.